Welcome to the Feel Good Hour, the show that lifts your mood, sparks your mind, and helps you feel good from the inside out. Joining me today, as normal, is Ashford's Nigel Jones, best-selling author of Walking Back to Happiness, leading life coach, hypnotherapist, and the creator of the life-changing 9 kilometres by 9am movement. Nigel helps people take back control, whether that's quitting alcohol, finding purpose, sleeping better, or simply becoming the best version of themselves. Today, we're diving into something that affects every single part of your life. Beliefs. What you believe about yourself, the world, and what's possible could be the difference between staying stuck or soaring. So get comfy and prepare to challenge everything you thought you knew about thinking. Nigel, how the devil are you?
I'm really good, actually. A bit out of breath since we were dancing to I'm a Believer.
No. Such a tune. We were singing along as well.
Yeah.
Great to have you here.
Good to be here.
These fortnight gatherings come around really, really quickly.
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned, we're talking about beliefs today. What are beliefs and how do they shape us? How do they shape our lives?
Okay, so the definition of a belief is an assumption that you hold to be true about something, but it's not necessarily based on any facts.
So,
And they are extremely important to who we are and the way we look at the world and our reality and who we become. The best thing to do is give a few examples. So if you write down on a piece of paper on one side, you know, what are my positive beliefs I think about myself and what are my negative beliefs I think about myself, there'll be things like, you know, on the positive side, you know, I'm happy, I'm worthy, I'm lovable, I deserve love. There'll be things like that, things that like, you know, you positively believe. On the negative side, they might be things like I'm not enough, or I can't do that, I can't possibly do this. And so you can see how they're really, really powerful. But get this, this is the important bit. When we're born, we do not have any beliefs at all.
We don't have anything.
Nothing at all. So you actually, everyone, acquires beliefs. And we get them from our mum and dad, our teachers, our friends, the internet, TV, media. But they're all acquired.
Yeah.
And the good news is, because you've acquired them, if you don't want them, you can get rid of them as well.
And this, you know, we, you know, are kind of sometimes led into beliefs that may not be helpful to us.
Completely.
And, you know, and as children, as we grow up, we feel that that's the correct thing to do. But we can take that power back.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that in a bit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you look at the types of beliefs there are lots of types, but psychologists agree on the fact that there are two main areas of belief. So you've got core beliefs, and these are ones like you're given by your parents or when you grow up, and there'll be things like family is important to me, or I would never drink drive. They're core beliefs that you have, and they're hard to change. Mm. Some of them you don't want to change.
No,
you want
absolutely.
To keep them. And then you've got truth beliefs, which are basically easier to change. And they can be things that you've learned. And they're things like, I'm not enough, or, I can't do this. I mean, they're just things that you're telling yourself, basically. So the good news is you can change these. And, yeah, we're going to talk all about this
later
in the show.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about some limiting beliefs in a moment. We're going to get a song on first. Nigel Jones is with me, and today we're talking about beliefs. We've already talked about what they are, with the definition of. But of course, we have limiting beliefs as well,
yes.
Nigel, and how they hold us back, because they can quite literally hold us back from so many things.
Yeah, completely. So a limiting belief is a belief that really stops you from reaching your full potential. They're things like, I'm not good enough, I'll never change, I'm too old to start that. And these beliefs, they're just like invisible barriers, I guess, and they shape our choices and our behaviours, and they get us stuck. So there's this great story which I often tell, which sort of really summarizes what a limiting belief is. And I'm not sure if circuses still exist with elephants, but years ago you could go to the circus and there would be an elephant there, in some of them anyway.
Yeah.
And these baby elephants, when they're born, are literally about, I don't know, like 2 or 3 feet high. They're very small. And the circus master, to keep the baby elephant in place or control where they are, they tie a tiny piece of string around the back leg and attach it to a stick on the ground. So it's just a small piece of string. And if the baby elephant tries to pull free or wander, it'll tighten and it'll hurt its leg. And standing next to that elephant, the baby elephant, is a huge elephant, like a fully grown one. And what's holding it in place as well is a tiny piece of string and a stick, because that elephant has literally been conditioned not to move, because it believes that if it moves, the string's going to bite into its leg. Now, this elephant is like 5,000 kilograms. And if it moves, obviously, it can just walk away from it.
Yeah.
And so very simply, limiting beliefs are like that. This elephant has been conditioned that if it moves, it will actually hurt itself. But the reality is, it could easily move. And things like, I'm not enough, or I can't do that, they're the same as that piece of string. And so it's really important to actually start looking at these limiting beliefs as just nonsense, really.
Yeah, and learned behaviour as well, isn't it? It's very similar in the fact that, you know, you're taught something and that person believes correct, though you do it and then you believe in it. But it's actually a behaviour that you've learnt.
Yeah, completely, completely. And, you know, we go through our lives not questioning these things. And it's, I would say to, like, you know, anyone listening today, just write down on a piece of paper what you think your limiting beliefs are.
Yeah, what's holding you back?
Yeah, and ask yourself a question, you know, is that belief serving me?
Yeah.
You know, is it good for my health? And is it good for those around me? And, you know, if the answer is no to at least one of them, then don't do it. Change it.
Yeah. And it's having an impact on the choices we make in our lives as well. Because, you know, some of our beliefs can be quite far out there. And have a huge impact in the way that our lives are led.
Yeah.
But can we change it?
Completely.
How can we change it? And how can we rewrite our story?
One of the biggest mistakes that most people believe is that they can't change their limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to think about yourself as like a mobile phone, and that the beliefs that you have are like the apps on that phone. And so if you had a belief, or if you had an app that you didn't like, what would you do?
I'd take it away, uninstall it.
How long would it take you to do it?
Well, pretty instantly, if I knew it wasn't going to do what I wanted it to do.
Exactly. And that is how easy it is to get rid of a limiting belief.
Yeah.
You literally recognize it for what it is and press delete and get rid of it and then move on, because that's exactly what you do with an app you didn't want.
Yeah.
So there are a number of ways you can actually get rid of limiting beliefs. The first one is actually obviously to recognize that you have them, or which ones they are. And as I said earlier, ask yourself the questions, is it serving me? Is it good for my health, or is it good for the health of others around me, the other people I love? And the reality is, if the answer is no to any of them, then get rid of it. There's a great way of looking at this as well, is to actually believe, or to look at a belief as like a table.
Mm-hmm.
And so all tables have tops, obviously. There wouldn't be tables otherwise.
Yeah.
And so look at the belief as the table top. And that table only stands up because it's got legs underneath it. And just assume that it's a table with four legs. And most beliefs will have facts, or that you believe to be true, holding them up. So every belief is a table with legs. Start looking at the legs and taking them off the table. Question the legs of that table. Is this true? Is it good for me? If it's not, take the leg off. If you take two legs off a table, it'll fall over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And come crashing down. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to start questioning these things that you've been handed down, because a lot of these beliefs are just given to us as kids.
Yeah.
You know, our parents told us, friends at school told us.
Saw it on telly,
teachers told us. And then we spend our whole lives, you know, believing something we've never, ever questioned. And this is the crazy thing about it. Most people's limiting beliefs can just be gone like that. You can just delete it as you would delete an app on a phone.
Yeah. And I think as well, you know, if you sat with somebody and they said to you, I'm rubbish at that.
Mm.
We know that we're not rubbish at it.
Yeah.
But we're just frightened to let that belief go, because someone important in our life told us that, or you've heard it so many times that you then believe it yourself.
Yeah. A lot of people stay stuck because they're scared of change.
Yeah.
And that's the thing to look at. There's what we call a secondary gain. So you might be saying that I'm not enough, or I can't possibly do that, because you get a gain off it, which is like the security of not changing. And then, you know, that's something that can be addressed as well. I mean, that in itself is a limiting belief as well.
Yeah.
So it's important to, like, look at them, list them. There's another thing, like, I see a lot of people with habit change or going through, like, stopping smoking or stopping vaping, stopping drinking alcohol or whatever it is, eating food, too much food. And you can actually do this thing called the seesaw, whereby you actually believe that there's a seesaw. On one end of the seesaw, put all the positive things that you think about the habit. So it might be cigarettes. What do I think is good about cigarettes? Like, it might be they relax me, they fill my time. I get a community thing because I go and smoke with other people. And then on the other side, list all the things that are negative about them. And there's obviously a lot of stuff on there. But the seesaw is good because it gives you the opportunity to start having a balanced, reasoned analysis of what your belief is.
Yeah.
You look at the positive side and the negative side. And the reality with cigarettes is look at all the ones you think are positive and then start asking yourself those questions I said earlier on. Is it good for my health? Is it good for those around me? Does it have a positive effect on my life? And the reality is cigarettes or anything associated with them do not have a positive effect on your life.
Yeah.
So you can see how you can change your beliefs around cigarettes by using the seesaw tool, which is a really easy way to look at it.
I love it. And we've got loads more to chat with after the news. It's really important that we take a moment and think about the positivity that can come out of changing these beliefs as well.
Yes.
You know, making that step to changing the narrative in your head, the narrative in your day-to-day lives, as in the choices that you make, it's just going to have such a positive impact on you.
Yeah, completely. And I think the main thing to do is to look at the world with a positive mindset. It's so important to have like a what I call a scout mindset. So there's two types of people, really. There's like a soldier and a scout in an army.
Yeah.
And think of yourself as like your mind as being an army looking after yourself. The soldier will really believe everything he's told. Like, this is it. This is the way we're doing it. We're not changing the beliefs we have. And the scout is more inquisitive. They like to go and look over the hill and see what's happening and see what's coming in the future, what might hurt them in some way. They're both on the same side, the soldier and the scout, but the scout's having a more open mind about things and is saying, well, you know, I actually want to sort of question this. I don't believe everything that's sort of said to me.
Yeah.
I really want to sort of like make my own mind up on it. And that's how you change. You change by questioning. The minute you start to question or you get curious is the minute that you start to change your beliefs. And that's really the biggest thing. It's like they say that the biggest move in yoga is actually getting onto the mat. I think the biggest move in belief change is actually getting curious.
Yeah, absolutely.
And taking a scout mindset, definitely.
Questioning yourself. We're going to play a bit of music to take us to the top of the hour. We'll be back after news. And we're going to be talking about how we can control our beliefs. Nigel Jones is with me. And now we're talking about beliefs today. And you say that we can control our beliefs. You must see a lot of this in your coaching.
Yeah. And the only thing we can truly control are our beliefs. It is so important to realise this, that they are so, so important to who we are. And there's this lovely parable which I'd like to sort of share with you, which is called The Empty Boat. And it's about this lady who wants to have some relaxing time. She's got a spare half hour, and she wants to relax, so she hires a boat. She goes out on a lake, and there's no other boats on the lake that she's aware of, and she's sitting in the boat. It's a really nice sunny day, sort of light breeze, just no wind.
Sounds lovely.
And then in the distance, she noticed quite far away, like maybe 100 metres away, another boat just sort of calmly just floating on the water. But it's quite a way away. So she thinks, oh, who the hell's that? You know, because I thought I was the only one out here. And then she goes back to sleeping or meditating, whatever she's doing. Sort of, she's a bit curious because she's thinking about this now. She looks up again and this boat's like only 50 metres away now. It's getting closer. She's like thinking, who's in that boat? What's going on? And then she can't get it out of her mind, so she opens her eyes again, and it's now 25 metres away, and it's closing in on her. And eventually it smashes into her, and she falls back into the boat. She's just about to get up and just shout at the person in there, like, what the hell do you think you're doing? I'm trying to sort of relax. And the boat is empty. There's no one in there. So this is key, because we live our lives bumping into empty boats. And we actually believe that there's someone in there. But the reality is, a lot of these thoughts that we have, we've made up ourselves.
Yeah.
So she made up the fact that there was someone in there out to get her, out to ruin her day, when the reality is there was no one in that boat.
Yeah.
And think of that, you know, the Zen parable is all about thinking about your life to actually notice these empty boats, because there's thousands of them happening every day.
Yeah.
And when you see one, just say to yourself in the back of your mind, empty boat. And if you do that enough, over, like, you know, have a go over this week, see them. And, you know, if someone cuts across you in a car on the A20 or whatever it is, you know, the general thought is like, oh, what are they doing that for? They're out to get me. When the reality is they might be late for an appointment at the hospital or something, or the GPs. I mean, it's like completely outside your control.
Yeah.
But you're making up the story. You're believing something that's happening, which is not happening. Absolutely. And so just say to yourself, empty boat. And it's a really, really, really good little tip there.
And, you know, I'm having some coaching workshops with you, and we've done some work together. And what I love about the style of your coaching is that you ask me questions. And like, why do you think that?
Yeah.
And then you have to think about why you think that. And then all of a sudden that opens up that, you know, conversation about, well, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff, you know, especially for me, has come from really nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, the answers are all within us.
Yeah.
And we have the answers ourselves. And this is really important part of coaching, is that you don't tell you what to believe. You've already got that belief. It's just bringing it out of you.
Yeah. How do beliefs connect us with our goal setting? You know, I'm a very goal-driven person, as you know.
Yeah.
And how can we become successful with that?
Yeah, so really, to change your beliefs or achieve beliefs that you want, you really have to have a purpose or in life. Because if you've got a why to live for, then anything is possible. There is a famous saying on that, which is from Nietzsche. It's like, anyone who has a why to live for, anything is, anyhow, is possible.
Yeah.
So what's important to do is, if you know where you're going, if you believe that, you know, you are enough, you can do this, then any goal that you take on will be a lot, lot easier to achieve. And I meet a lot of people who say, oh, I don't have a purpose. What is my purpose? And the reality is, everybody has a purpose, but most of us have not found what it is.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, very briefly, you can ask yourself several questions to get to your purpose. And the first one is ask yourself, well, what drives me? And, you know, what are the things that drive you? And make a list of them. So that's question one. Because when you can get a purpose, any goal is possible. Number two is what are you good at? And just, again, make a list of the things you're good at, you like doing. And three, what would you like to do with the rest of your life? So if you answer those three questions, your purpose will just naturally fall out, and you can write some sort of purpose statement. So it's important to have a purpose, because if you've got the purpose, any goal you set will actually, one, be in line with that purpose, and two, it'll be a lot easier to achieve, because you know who you are.
Yeah.
And the important thing is, to really reiterate here, is our top beliefs, the ones that we really, really hold on to, are the ones that form our identity.
Yeah.
And so there's like five or six core ones in there which say who I am. And that's really important. And if you know who you are, the whole world opens up to you. And that's really important. And so it's important to, like, you know, work on that, because if you don't have a purpose, if you don't have direction in your life, you're like I said in last week's show, You're like a captain of a ship that doesn't know where he's going. It's a boat that's rudderless. But if that ship or the captain has purpose and direction, then that boat steams off into the future and achieves what it wants to achieve.
So absolutely interesting. I love it. So interesting.
Okay.
And Nigel Jones is still with me, a life coach, hypnotherapist, author. Anything else?
Loads of things.
We're talking about beliefs. Now, we've kind of touched this slightly, but how does the mindset you adopt shape your life? You know, how can intention create you a more positive one?
it's really, really cool. So there are lots of different mindsets people can have or have, but if you look at them as like two main ones, which are a growth mindset, which basically means that you think that anything's possible. You don't accept that change is not possible. And the fixed mindset, whereby you don't want to change. You believe that that's my bag, this is who I am, I can't possibly change. By having a growth mindset, you actually open yourself up to opportunity and to do different things. So someone with a fixed mindset would say, I can't. And someone with a growth mindset would say, how can I?
Yeah.
And it's as basic as that. And you can make that change simply, just like the click of your finger. Just like I said earlier on about deleting the app on your phone. It's as simple as that. I will have a growth mindset. And it's a belief. And so there is this saying, which is that we live our lives at the tip of intention. And that simply means that everything you intend to do, or the deeds that we do, have intentions behind them. So if I intend to smoke a cigarette, or if I intend to go for a run, or if I intend to read a book, it's all basically driven. The deeds are driven by intention. So if you do that deed enough, it becomes a habit. And if you do that, if you carry on with that habit, it becomes your character. And if the character eventually ends up as your destiny. So you can see from just one simple intention, you end up control or running your life or dictating where your life goes. And what's in intention, what governs intention, are your beliefs and your values. So this is why this whole thing is so important. It's so important to look at your beliefs and weed out the ones that are not serving you, because they're the ones that will lead to your destiny. If you've got some bad beliefs in there, like I'm not enough or I can't do this, then you're going to have a destiny which is going to lead you to that. Whereas if you adopt a belief, which I adopted when I wrote my book, Walking Back to Happiness, and I stopped drinking alcohol and four and a half years ago, I decided that I was going to have a new belief from day one, which is anything is possible. And I just said, right, I'm going to have it. That is my new belief. And it does affect your destiny. You can change, you know, who you are by simply changing your beliefs.
So, so important. And I think, I don't know about you, but I write down my my beliefs in my journal.
Yeah.
I believe that I'm worthy. I believe that I'm strong.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Yeah.
And standing in the mirror and looking at yourself and saying, I am or I can.
Yeah.
Is so powerful.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the power of visualization or visualizing yourself in the future or who you are really just reinforces that memory that you have of yourself. And this is really important because in NLP, we have something called the map is not the territory. And that basically means that if we, let's say both me and you were in a steakhouse restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And I know you're a meat eater.
Yeah.
You like steak. I'm a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. If we're both looking at the same menu, and I'm looking at it saying, oh, I really don't like that. It's mm-hmm. sort of unhealthy, or it's not sustainable, the fact that these animals have been killed. But you're looking at it saying, wow, that's delicious. That's really,
yeah.
really good. Now the territory, the menu, is the same.
Yeah.
But our maps in our heads are different. I've got a different map of that territory than you have a different mm-hmm. map of that territory. And it could be the same thing about, say, public speaking or getting up in front of a load of people to do a talk. Someone might, the stage is the same, but someone might have a map that says, if I stand on that stage, everyone's face is going to look at me like and laugh, or they're going to sort of, you know, not think I'm going to do a good job. Whereas the person who loves public speaking will have a map saying, wow, what an opportunity.
Yeah.
Can't wait to jump up there. But the stage is the same. So this is really, really important to remember that what governs these maps, what drives these maps are your beliefs.
Yeah.
So I believe, you know, that I'm a vegetarian. I believe things about meat. You eat meat. You believe different things about meat, but they govern the map.
Yeah.
And so to start to think of the world in terms of your map actually will actually take you a long way down the road of actually being able to control who you are.
So, so good. As always, a big thank you to you. If anyone's tuning in that'd like to maybe have some coaching with you or get a copy of the book, how can they find out more about you?
Yeah, so if you go onto the internet, I'm 9KM by 9AM, which is my company name. So I'm at 9KM by 9AM, and it's Nigel Jones, life coach, hypnotherapist. And my book is called Walking Back to Happiness, The Secret to Alcohol-Free Living and Wellbeing. And I think, you know, just leaving this whole belief conversation, I'd just like to say that and I love this saying, which I say a lot of the time, I say it to myself, is that the difference between who you are and who you want to be is what you do. And what you do is driven by your beliefs.
Love it. That's a wrap for today's Feel Good Hour. We'll be back in a couple of weeks talking. We'll have to think about the subject. I'm looking forward to it. And remember, you're not your behaviour. You are your beliefs. Thank you, Nigel, as always, for coming in. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Lovely to see you.